Hi, Hollis. It's great to be talking to you today about your experience with COVID-19. I just want to ask a few questions. It'll only take around 6 minutes or so. Do you give consent to be interviewed?
Yes, I do.
If you could state the date and time when you get started.
Okay. It is September 19th. It is 1:11 p.m.
Great. All right. So when did you first hear about COVID-19?
I first heard about COVID-19 in late February because I had just gotten back from a vacation. My mom was very nervous.
So when you first heard about it, were you very concerned about it?
Not really. I live in Connecticut, so I was on the opposite side of the coast where it first sprung up in America.
Okay. When did you first realize that this would kind of be a major problem?
I think it was early March. My mom was freaking out, saying that everybody in our town was going to get it. And we had a lot of teachers at school who were very nervous and talking about closing for a while.
Okay, so when did things first start shutting down? And like, how did you feel about it?
I think it was mid-March. I was honestly really excited. I had been burnt out of school. It was second semester, so the idea of just getting to stay inside and relax was really nice.
All right, so initially it just felt nice, but was there ever a point where it started shifting from, like, this is a nice break to, man, this might actually be a real problem?
Yes, I think I started to get worried more for, like, my older family members than myself, really. I worked through the whole pandemic. At a restaurant, we were doing like carry out and stuff, and so since I think I was always working through it and I still kind of had a daily schedule, it never felt like it was too crazy.
Okay. How have you felt about the national response?
I think it was incredibly poor and embarrassing. I think that the response even now is still bad. People still don't have the access that they need. And I think that there should have been a lot more testing early on. I think it should have been taken seriously and the media should have been more monitored.
So clearly you haven't loved the national response, but how have you felt about the local response to where you are?
It was fine. I think it could have been stricter, but we did do a good job at containing things. Connecticut was one of the first to show numbers going down, and we followed in the steps of New York, so we had a great example of what to learn from.
Great. So what areas of your life would you say have been most affected by the pandemic?
Probably just education. You know, I was going to be abroad at this time, or in a dorm, which would have been a much different environment than what I'm experiencing right now in the hotel. Not necessarily in a bad way, just much different. And I got to miss out on a lot of senior fun end of the year things. So,
do you feel like the pandemic has negatively affected your education, or do you feel like do you feel like at a disadvantage now that you're in college and you missed out on part of your senior year?
No, I think that was good. I think I would have not have been so eager to learn because I was at home for 6 months, not really putting my mind to much except for reading here and there. I was excited to learn. However, I do think learning online puts me at a disadvantage.
So how have you felt about coming to college this semester, especially after seeing several schools having already closed shortly after opening?
So initially, I thought it was kind of absurd, but I wanted to get out of town. I wanted to do something different, so I came. But I thought that schools really shouldn't be opening. I thought because there's no vaccine, nothing's really changed. If we closed schools a few months ago, there's no reason they should be open now. But now that I'm here, I feel much differently, and I think that we should be here, at least at Northeastern, because our cases are very low, and all the protocols are being taken very seriously, and I feel like a lot of students that I see, at least when I'm out, are abiding by all the rules, which makes me feel confident in staying.
So does that mean you feel like Northeastern's, in particular, their response to COVID-19 has been good, or do you think it's been a little too strict or not strict enough?
I think in this case, we can't really say anything is That's not true. We can't say things are too strict. But I do think that their response has been appropriate. I think that where it is strict, it should be, because it's people's lives. It's not just random rules just to harass students. So I think that the students being sent home was a little bit extreme in some cases, but in general, I think it's been really, really good.
Are you worried about how COVID has affected your college experience? Has it made it worse than you expected, or has it changed much?
I think from a social perspective, it's made it worse than it would have been otherwise. But I think in other ways, it also has been really beneficial, because the people you do meet, you kind of, I feel like, spend more time with them since you can't go out and be in huge groups of people. I've also had a lot of time to explore Boston, which I never thought I would have the opportunity to do. And being outside is definitely something that they push on you a lot in the hotel, since you're not really supposed to be in big groups inside. So it's been really great going out to see Boston, and I definitely don't take that for granted.
Great. Those are all the questions I have for you. Thank you.
Thank you.